FCC opens investigation into Soros-backed radio stations for broadcasting live locations of undercover ICE agents. By Paul Bois on February 5, 2025. The Federal Communication Commission, FCC, has launched an investigation into radio stations backed by leftist billionaire George Soros for broadcasting live locations of undercover Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. As Breitbart News reported last year, a group backed by Hungarian-born Soros purchased over 200 Odyssey radio stations and even took foreign investments to make his bid. The radio stations cover over 40 media markets in the United States, giving the leftist billionaire unprecedented control over communication. According to Fox News, one of those stations, KCBS 740 AM in San Francisco, has come under scrutiny from the FCC for revealing live locations of undercover ICE vehicles and agents that were conducting deportation operations in the San Jose area. The FCC's Enforcement Bureau has already sent a formal letter of inquiry to the radio station as part of the FCC investigation, noted Fox News. The Enforcement Bureau proceeding is inquiring whether the radio station, which is licensed to operate by the FCC, is violating the terms of their FCC license, which requires that they operate in the public interest. The ICE agents were reportedly operating in response to violent gang activity. On January 26, the host of KCBS Radio Weekend News revealed over the public airwaves that undercover ICE agents were carrying out an operation on the east side of town and then revealed the specific make, color and model of several unmarked vehicles used in the operation, per Fox News. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, said in a statement that broadcasting such locations could potentially put agents at risk, which would violate the public interest. I want to express my thanks and appreciation to DHS and ICE agents. These law enforcement professionals are honorably serving this country and carrying out vital missions. Their safety is paramount. The FCC will hold broadcasters accountable for complying with their public interest obligations, Carr told Fox News. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.